I hope as the week goes on, you have moments to think about some of the dreams that have shaped your lives and appreciated that sometimes it was a longer process than it might have been. Coming to understand, coming to realize those things God had in store for you. But aside appreciating this, I have a challenge, a charge for you this day. And it's this. There are people in our lives, and maybe we ourselves, who are facing such times of transformation and dreaming in their own lives this day and this week. And appreciating how you have done it, how God has quietly and patiently worked in your life, makes you a good traveling companion, a loving presence in the lives of others who are going through it right now. And so I don't just want you to sit back on your couch and think, oh, isn't God great that God did this for me in my life? I want you to look out at people who are not sitting comfortably on their couches this day, this week, this month, and this year, and find a way to encourage them as God is shaping them into the people they were always meant to be. And if that person is you, my office is right there. I'd be happy to talk and sit alongside of you. Or if you've been prayerfully had it put on your heart that the pastor needs some transformation, my office is right there. And you can be a loving, guiding, calming presence in my life. As we know, big changes are in store for me these weeks as well.